You're listening to Wellness Wednesdays on West Limerick Community Radio, kindly sponsored by West Limerick Mental Health Association. It is great to be catching up with Shafto and to talk about his brand new single, Someone. Welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Shirley. How are you? Thanks very much.
It's great. We just been chatting off air there, and had realised that we spoke for the first time almost exactly a year ago.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, my first official release was this time last year, and I suppose due to lockdowns and COVID and stuff, pushed out the second release for a full year. So it's out now, and it's great.
Fantastic. And yeah, no, it sounds great. And it's a different kind of message to your first single, isn't it? Like, your first single was this time last year, and it was kind of there was a touch of humor in it and a touch of whatever, but this is it's a different kind of song, this Someone, isn't it? Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so my first one was Payday, and
yes,
it was by the title of it, you know, it's kind of talking about getting the favorite day of the week getting
paid. Yes.
A bit tongue-in-cheek, and I did a video for it as well, and it was me splashing my cash.
Yeah, there was a great kind of a sense of humour to it. I really enjoyed it. It was very funny.
Exactly, and I suppose this one day, and I went a different route, kind of. I wanted to try to make an inspirational, motivational song that anyone can kind of listen to and hopefully get a little bit of motivation. So I know I was doing lockdown and I had your lack of motivation.
Oh, absolutely. But sure, it's been incredibly challenging to remain motivated when, I suppose, during a period where for many days a lot of us didn't leave the house.
Yeah, exactly. We'd be stuck inside looking at the same four walls and just watching TV or Netflix or whatever the whole time. So it was important to try and get out and stay motivated, and I found it writing a bit of music, and the little bit I did kind of helped a lot, you know what I mean?
But I mean, staying creative is very important, isn't it? You know, it's the one, I suppose, one of the best ways we have of processing what we're feeling.
Yeah, definitely. And I think even just kind of some of the lyrics in the song is kind of like, do a little change can make a big difference.
Yes.
And that's what I found when I was writing the song. I'd do a little bit, and I felt great after, and then the next day I do.
And you can do a little bit more, and you can, you know, go further and further, I suppose, out of the comfort zone. Because again, now, like, we're in a different situation to how we found ourselves last year when we were talking about, I suppose, emerging out of lockdown for Christmas, and you know, we've had that whole year in between now. But a lot of people have been telling me that they find it challenging to go back into how things were, you know, to go back out and be meeting people again is challenging.
Yeah, but one hand you're kind of used to not meeting people, and
yes,
on the other hand you want to stay safe, so you don't know, should you be meeting people?
There's that conflict, like you're raring to get out of the house, but at the same time you're doubtful and apprehensive and scared about it too.
Exactly, yeah. So, I don't know. We don't know really what to do, but anything you do is probably going to be wrong. So, probably just do it anyway.
Just, I suppose, you know what, be personally responsible, as we always say here. Like, if you are responsible for how you're managing your hand hygiene and your masks and your distance from people, that's as much as any of us can do. Like, we have to live our lives.
That's it, exactly. I have to get out and about, and if they're just safe doing it.
Like, it's not mentally healthy not to do it.
Definitely, yeah, because if you lock yourself away and kind of in fear, and it doesn't work out.
But you're not having a life anyway. You're not living a life if you do that. You know what I mean? You have to get out. And I know, I think that this song is motivating because precisely for that reason, because you say, you know, do a little bit, like, you know, and you know, every day a little bit more. Like, you don't have to completely run entirely out of your comfort zone in the one day, but to just keep trying and keep doing and keep coming back to it, that's a very powerful message.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to kind of, like, when I was in lockdown, I noticed when I was doing that little bit, it improved my kind of attitude a bit, and I just wanted other people to know, try, I suppose just do anything, do a little bit of anything, and it can improve your mood, it can improve your day, and if, you know, at the end of the day, if you're going to bed kind of a bit happier than you were earlier on in the day, that's a win.
That in itself, like, that is, as you say, that's a victory. You know, if you feel good about yourself, then you can encourage other people to feel good about themselves.
Exactly. And you know, I know some people mightn't like to take advice from others, but people that have been through things and they're only looking out for other people and trying to improve their life for this as well. And
that's it. Like, it's a very enriching thing, I think, to be able to share life experiences with other people.
Exactly, yeah. And as like a community kind of sense about it as well, is that you're not alone. Like, you know,
that's
whatever
it.
You're going through, somebody else has probably gone through it and recovered hopefully from it, and you know the things not to do and everything to do and stuff like that. So communication is good in that aspect, I think.
Absolutely. Like, and I know, like, I mean, over the past year and a half, like, we have probably all communicated with one another more than we would have done before the pandemic, because, you know, we've been online and on Zoom and on the phone. But there is no substitute, really, though, is there, for the actual face-to-face interaction?
No, definitely not. I think, you know, you can chat over phone or Zoom or text or WhatsApp or whatever, and you just don't get the same.
No. I mean, it's fine. It's a good substitute. We are grateful to have had it, but it's lovely to be able to meet people now, even in a limited capacity.
Yeah, even the 2 meter distance stuff. You can gauge someone's reaction.
That's it.
Facial expressions and everything like that. So, yeah, it's much better, definitely.
You know, and it's nice for us to be kind of getting back to together with each other again, you know, and that, you know, your song reminds me of that as well. You know, little by little, we're putting our toes in the water. Like, you know, we hope to be back to where we have been, but just not yet.
Not yet, no, unfortunately, but we'll get there eventually.
We will, and that's the message. You know, the message is just to keep kind of hanging on in there, and it's a powerful message, because I know a lot of people have been struggling. I think particularly now that we're heading into the winter, and you know, the evenings are darker and the weather is poor. You know, that you're spending less time outdoors. People are struggling. Like, there is a lot of people experiencing mental health difficulties on all different levels of the spectrum.
Definitely, yeah. I think especially coming into this bad weather, there's people who might be grand all year round, then what do you call it? The
seasonal affective disorder.
That's it, yes. And it is a thing, and people kind of, they might be grand 9 months of the year, and then the 3 months then kind of go worse. And then with lockdown and everything the past year, it might have been a full year of bad feelings and bad mental health. So,
yeah.
And, as you said, step out of your comfort zone for a little, even just a little bit, and it can make a big difference.
That's it, and just keep going. That's all any of us can do, any of the time.
Head down and plow on.
That's it. The best way forward is through it, isn't that it? Through the obstacle. No, it's been great, I suppose, chatting to Shafto, because as I say, I really enjoyed this. I really enjoyed your first single, because I just found it really funny, but I found this one just very I suppose relatable, because you know, everybody has been going through things this past while, and it's great to be able to listen to a piece of music and relate to it and say, yeah, I have been there, I know what that is like. You know, that's a very comforting thing too, in its own way.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose, as I was saying earlier, if you kind of realise other people are struggling too,
yes,
you kind of don't feel as bad.
You don't, you know, and everybody is. Like, everybody has bad days and good days and terrible days and fantastic days, you know?
Definitely, 100%. And it kind of can make you feel a bit more normal, I'd say.
If any of us are normal, I sometimes think about the word normal and I just think maybe it just doesn't fit me anyway.
I don't think it fits anyone really.
But would you want to be? Wouldn't you be bored?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If we were all normal, we wouldn't have anything to be writing about and talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be bored.
I have no songs to be writing, so.
That's it. I have nobody to chat to on my programs. So what are you up to now? What are you working on? I know that this has just come out, and I know that's probably the worst question for any artist when they've just released something, is like, what's coming next? But I'm going to ask it anyway.
So I do have an album that is more or less finished.
Great.
I'm just working on the artwork at the minute. I have two more releases that I'm planning, probably one in January and then maybe one April or May.
Perfect.
It's called Sunshine, so I'm going to wait till it's actually sunshine.
You're not going to keep that one till next November, no?
Well, you know, you never know if there's going to be another lockdown, maybe.
I'll have a date in my diary for mid-November for chatting to you.
Put it in now. But, I'm doing actually my first gig since, I don't know, since probably 2019 now at this stage with COVID, Sunday the 21st of November.
Fabulous.
There's a sneaker convention on in Limerick, and I've been asked to perform at that. So I'm looking
Brilliant.
Forward.
And how do you feel about your first gig in like 2 years?
Nervous.
You must be, like, because I mean, it's like your song says, you know, do a little, whatever, you know, edge your way out of your comfort zone. But like your first gig after 2 years, is you're taking a fairly big leap out of the comfort zone, aren't you?
Definitely, because I was talking to the organizer and he said there's like 600 or 700 tickets sold. So I was like, oh, yeah. But I love making music and I like performing.
Yes.
Prefer to be in the studio, but I kind of have to do it to get the name out there, I think, you know.
That's it. You know, you need to have an interaction, I think, with your fan base and with your listeners,
yeah.
Don't you?
And the potential fan base as well, you know. And I think, as you said, get out of your comfort zone. I better take some of my own words now.
That's it. It's time for you to start taking your own advice.
Yeah, and especially when I've the album kind of finished, I'll be doing a lot of songs from the album.
That's it. And you'll be doing a lot of publicity. So, like, you have to kind of, I suppose, take that leap. But,
marketing and stuff.
It's marvellous. Like, it's marvellous to be at that point where you're doing it, though. Like, to see your work kind of reaching the public in the way that it should.
Yeah, it's very nice. And hopefully people will want the live show as well. I have a saxophone player joining me on today, so it should be... Should be cool.
Brilliant. No, it sounds amazing now. It's and just what people need, you know, a mixture of, yeah. I suppose, songs with different themes, but themes that are relatable. Like, I thought the Payday was relatable on some level as well, like, even though it was very tongue-in-cheek and funny, you know, everybody has had that moment where they're so phenomenally glad that it's that day of the week.
Yeah, and actually just there yesterday I was in work and one of the girls said, are we getting paid Friday or Monday? Or I asked her, are we getting paid Friday or Monday? And she said, I hope Monday, because if we get paid Friday, I'll blow it all.
And you were like, ah, yeah, I've written a song about that. Another incident of a fact that your song is relatable, unfortunately, in that case.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's been great catching up, Shafto. It's been marvellous catching up, and it's great to hear that things are on the rise for you. You've got your new single, you've got your first gig in 2 years, and I am really looking forward to your album release as well.
Lovely, thank you very much, and I appreciate all the help you're giving me.
Yeah, no, and I've no doubt, we might be talking before next November, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. We won't make it an annual date. So, can you tell us where we find your music and where we can find you on social media?
Yeah, so my main one would probably be Instagram, and I'm on Facebook as well. I have a Bandcamp account. I'm actually selling the single at the moment for... €2 price. I recently started volunteering for the Haven Hub.
Yes.
Which is a suicide prevention organisation that was originally set up in Limerick but has spread out now to Ennis, and I think there's an opening in Mitchellstown, and there's a few more around as well.
Brilliant.
So all proceeds from the single will be going
to the Haven Hub. Excellent, excellent, an excellent choice, and a very, very worthy organisation as well.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
You know, particularly in the period that we're coming out of, where, you know, I was talking to somebody on another programme I make, and we had been talking about the secondary epidemic that's going on at the moment, which is suicide.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know.
And, when you hear the statistics, it's very scary.
It is indeed. And it's like, you know, it's not something that you can provide a vaccine for or anything like that. It's something that, you know, we need to be discussing and we need to be providing, you know, help and counselling for.
And that's it. And a lot of the main help that can be provided is like talking. So it's like people power, you know. So
yes.
The more people involved, I think, the better.
Absolutely. And just the sense of a sense of openness, like, you know, a sense of, as we have been discussing here now openly, talking about how everybody has difficult days. And the important thing is to remember that for ourselves, but to remember it for each other as well, and to realise that they end, you know what I mean? Nothing is permanent. No state is permanent.
Definitely, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
And there's always something you can do. There's always help, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
No, it's great chatting, and it's marvellous that you're doing this very kind deed with your single as well. And I've no doubt we will talk again in the near future.
Lovely, appreciate it, Shirley. Thank you very much.
Move on up, you can be someone. Take that vision and let it run. From the evening glow until the morning sun. Move on up, you can be someone. Move on up, you can be someone. Take that vision. Inside is superseded by your need, the feeling of belief, the fire in your heart. Hunger like a wolf made you strong from the start. Let go of everything, standing on the edge. You can fly, not fall, by believing in yourself. Thoughts below the surface can make you feel invisible. With one leap you can start to feel invincible. Stand up and move, you've nothing to lose. You can do it too, like an Adam Sandler movie. You do you and I'll do me. Try to remember back to your childhood dreams, the true belief that you could be someone, that seems to slip away and that life is done. Reach for the sun and aim sky high, it can change in a click with the right choice.
Move on up, you can be someone. Take that vision and let it run. From the evening glow into the morning sun. Move on up, you can be someone.
Big breath, air, lungs, feeling like a young gun. Fear doesn't matter when you're staring at the right one. Jump on, hold tight and never let go. Dreams burn brightest, man, deep in your soul. Follow the flame, it can lead the way. You've already won from your very first day. Heart pounds fast with flutters in your belly. The nerves kick in and legs turn to jelly. Now's your time to shine bright. Step out of darkness into your spotlight. Make that move into your own groove. It might start bumpy but will end up smooth. Look to the future and forget the past. Don't forget the present cause it won't pass. Believe in yourself cause it's time you won. Believe in yourself, you can be someone.
Move on up, you can be someone. Take that vision and let it run. From the evening glow into the morning sun. Move on up, you can be someone. You can be someone. Take that vision.
I really enjoyed speaking to Shafto, and I hope that you've enjoyed it too. Don't forget, his single Someone, which you just heard, is available right now, and all proceeds go to Haven Hub, which is a suicide prevention charity. Now, I thought I'd finish the programme today with a poem. I haven't shared a poem with you for a while, and I know that a number of you have been in touch saying how much you enjoyed them and, you know, suggesting things that I might like to look at. So the one that I'm going to share with you today is another poem by Mary Oliver, and this one is called I Worried. I Worried by Mary Oliver. I worried a lot. Will the garden grow? Will the rivers flow in the right direction? Will the earth turn as it was taught? And if not, how shall I correct it? Was I right? Was I wrong? Will I be forgiven? Can I do better? Will I ever be able to sing? Even the sparrows can do it. And I'm, well, hopeless. Is my eyesight fading, or am I just imagining it? Am I going to get rheumatism, lockjaw, dementia? Finally, I saw that worrying had come to nothing and gave it up and took my old body and went out into the morning and sang. Don't worry. Stay safe till next time. Bye for now. Been listening to Wellness Wednesdays on West Limerick Community Radio, kindly sponsored by West Limerick Mental Health Association. Until next time, take care and be kind to your mind.